This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Music and television fans the world over are mourning the death of Soul Train host Don Cornelius. And perhaps no group that appeared on that long-running TV show embodied love, peace, and soul, the message in Don's signature sign-off, more than Sly and the Family Stone. With lyrics about racial equality and harmony set to psychedelic soul melodies, Sly and the Family Stone revolutionized American rock music in the 1960s and 70s with songs like this. Dancer David Dorfman caught their act when he was a freshman in college. That was 1973, and the band's performance stuck with David throughout his career as a choreographer. This weekend, the David Dorfman Dance Company will present Prophets of Funk. It's an homage to the music of Sly and the Family Stone. Show is Saturday night at Stewart Theater on the campus of North Carolina State University. And right now I'm pleased to present David Dorfman, a guest on the State of Things. David, welcome. Good to have you
here. Thank you, Frank. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the first time you saw Sly and the Family Stone.
Blew my mind. I was that impressionable age, freshman in college, first week of school, actually. And I had been listening to the music on 8-tracks pretty incessantly, trying to work out as an athlete, trying to be a better person, trying to follow the lyrics. And then the surprise of seeing them the first week of school, it was unbelievable. And to see this racially integrated band, a woman playing the trumpet, it seemed that anything was possible. I was tremendously excited that evening.
What effect did they have on you as a budding dancer and choreographer?
Well, at that moment, I didn't know what I was. I was probably the most insecure, lost first-year student ever. But as I became more and more interested in dance and art, I found that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to inspire folks. I wanted to go into a socio-political fabric and make people think. One of my mottos is invite and indict. Make people think about how they could live their lives differently. And I felt that Sly and the Family Stone were such great exemplars in that way.
What about the show itself? How did the idea for this show come together?
Well, first step was seeing the Family Stone perform near where I live in New London, Connecticut, about 4 years ago. I saw them advertise in the paper. Called a couple of friends. No one answered. I got in my car, just made the show, and they were outstanding. They had three of the original members, got a signed picture right afterwards, got the manager's card, and started a dialogue. And I said, I wanted to dance to the music. I wanted to bring this music to life. And then in talking to one of my collaborative colleagues up at Connecticut College where I teach, his name is David Kim, he's a big fan of the Prophets. He's a religious studies professor. He should be. Abraham Heschel and his writings about the Prophets. We're sitting at a dinner. I said, I want to do something to Sly and the Family Stone. We got into the idea of funk, and the title Prophets of Funk was born that evening. And so we've been combining the notion of Sly and the music as prophecy. And looking at secular prophets, cultural icons in this day and age, seeing how they compare to those in the late 60s, early 70s.
Prophets as visionaries.
As visionaries.
Yeah. And so what was the vision? What was the vision out of the 60s, and what does it mean for us today, Sly's music?
Well, one of the most obvious aspects is equality, is respect, is this notion that Don Cornelius would say, peace. The great, wonderful dancer in this area, Chuck Davis, peace, love, and respect for everyone. One of my dear friends and a mentor to me. And as sometimes corny or overly idyllic as that can seem, I am completely committed to it. And I try to embody that in my own dancing and the dancing of the company. So those notions, I think, of being a better person and treating anyone with dignity are the things that Sly and the Family Stone brought forth in that time. I mean, we're using the song Don't Call Me Nigger Whitey. I mean, that was pretty incendiary back then, still is, mm-hmm. And I'm using quotes on the radio, post-racial America,
right?
Yeah. So I love that they took a chance And we're trying to take that chance today.
But you put your finger on the struggle, or it seems to me the challenge of the artist. It's to take a very common idea that we all, one way or another, share, perhaps expressed to the point of cliche, and turn it into something that we see in a new way, that we now see it for the deeper truth that it is. Dance to the music. Everybody dance to the music. Very popular. What does a choreographer do to something that we've all just done on the mob on the floor, bouncing up and down?
Well, it's interesting because that particular tune, that is our encore music, and we bring the audience on stage to dance with us. That is our bow. And it's a bow to the folks that have just watched us for 55 minutes. And we say, okay, no longer is it time for us to perform for you, but now we dance together. So I think that really keeps the code that Sly and the Family Stone was after. If you look at old clips of Sly, just goes right into the audience and starts high-fiving everybody, black, white, corporate, hippie, and I love that. So we're trying to recreate that to some extent. We're using old funk, new funk. We're thinking of a notion of virtuosity of everyday life, of everyday movement. Some of the moves look like a line dance that anyone could do. And in fact, we teach a line dance before the show. And then there's some things that you wouldn't want to do this at home, particularly some partnering work that's pretty darn risky. So, yes, we are performing. We are professional dancers.
Don't try this at home. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You play a part in this as well.
You've
written a part for yourself.
I do. I play the kind of age-old or ageless or aged dreamer that's still thinking about these concepts. I also play kind of a manager figure. And some of that, it's a little bit of a setup, the piece. There are three songs in a row, and you think, wow, this is just going to be a tribute, a song cycle. But not. And we get into a darker, more troubled side that both the movement from the late 60s, 70s has had over these years, still continues to have. Sly himself has had, other members of the band. We all have a funk. Every day there's some funk. Every day there's some hope and joy. So I am a representative of a little bit of an edge. I'm the, you know, kind of white, little bit chubby manager guy, Jewish manager guy that's representing this sleek, incredible black artist. Even the first scene says that without using any words. It's pretty clear. And then there's this like love with an edge that goes throughout the piece. I disappear for a lot of the piece. Then I come back and it almost seems as if the whole thing was my dream or my desire for a re-evocation of this era.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show. David,
thanks
for talking with us. Choreographer David Dorfman on stage in the piece Prophets of Funk, Stewart Theater on the campus of NC State. That show Saturday night at 8, but then on Friday there's going to be three free preview showings as a part of First Friday. They're going to take place at Artspace downtown in Raleigh. And the show Prophets of Funk, Saturday night on the campus of NC State. For more information, ncsu.edu/centerstage. Just ahead on the state of things, turning the lights off and learning the history of educational films on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.